A baptism of piss. I guess it's summer vacation time. Long family car trips. Hitting each other with books. When I was a kid, our entertainment was in books and license plates. No Game Boys. None of that. Hell, we didn't have seat belts. Dad took two rows of seats out of the Suburban and tossed a mattress back there. Sometimes the best entertainment was making fun of whomever had to pee. Flourish in Progress reminded me of the most desperate moving piss violation I can remember. It was an urgent case. One of us younger boys had to go bad, so the older brother started figuring out ways he could manage it without stopping the car. With the seats removed, there were bolt holes going through the floor to the outside world. Yeah, that'll work. He could stick his wanger down the hole and let go. Yep, he tried it. Would have worked, too, if his wanger had been about 2 feet long. Seriously, he almost managed it. We cheered him on, and he was about 6 inches shy when he gave up. The older boys talked him into trying it anyway. The suction will just pull the pee through the hole. As usual, they were wrong. The suction was actually a draft coming up, and my poor brother got pee all over his little belly. He was laughing and crying at the same time, and of course he had to go worse than ever. Then the older boys talked him into peeing in a cup. We'll just open the back window and toss it out for you. My brother was so relieved that he whizzed nearly a pint of warm piss and handed it to them. Physics was never their best class in school. When you open the back window of a Chevy Suburban doing 55 miles an hour towing a 3,500-pound camper, there are thousands of wind vortices and countercurrents roiling at every possible angle. The oldest one popped the back window open while his dutiful assistant tried to throw the pee into a 55-mile-an-hour slipstream. The urine pretty much atomized like a lady's perfume sprayer and covered everyone in the back half of the vehicle. Everyone was pissed off and laughing at the same time. We can't be the first generation of Homo sapiens to do something like this. This is clearly an evolutionary adaptation.